This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Many unions around the world are supporting the adoption of a financial transaction tax. The tax is known by its acronym FTT and has been called the Robin Hood tax because it would take from the rich and give to the poor. It is a tiny, tiny tax that would be put on financial transactions. One of the unions supporting the FTT is National Nurses United in the United States. The NNU is supporting the tax as a way of paying for public services, creating jobs, and improving health care. I talked to Karen Higgins, one of the co-presidents of National Nurses United. I asked Ms. Higgins first what financial transactions would be targeted.
Basically, it goes after stocks, bonds, derivatives, options, all forms of financial trading, but it excludes those like individual retirement accounts, 401ks, and basic transactions like ATM withdrawals. Those are not involved. Basically, what you're targeting is, the high speculation investments and transactions. They're the ones that basically got us into the mess that we're in. There used to be a tax up until the 60s on Wall Street, and it kind of disappeared, and we feel like this is the time to bring it back.
How much money would be raised, and what would it be spent on?
We've looked at it very closely. We've worked with economists to look at what this would mean, and it's huge. It means that by doing a very small tax on these high-end rollers, you could do 0.5% on these transactions, and you could actually raise within a year $350 billion a year to put back into our economy. And we wanted to make sure that when we do this, that we actually do it right, and we actually put it towards things that get people back on their feet, that we put it towards jobs, to get a healthcare system that covers everyone, a single-payer system, to look at education so that basically our children are not spending their entire life paying their college education off, and housing. And we think that this is one of the places to begin by reinvesting in the people in this country. What we hope to get out of it, again, is not just to have the money there to be used for the deficit, but to actually be used to get jobs back up and running, to work on creating more jobs and looking at what's going on in the community and doing regional improvements. We know that if we did a single-payer system, that there's a possibility that you could basically free up hundreds of billions of dollars that companies are paying to insurance companies. So we think that for what, maybe a very small increase, the cost of what you're doing, the benefits would outweigh it hugely to improve and get more job security and health care in this country that everybody needs.
Are there other organizations that support the implementation of an FTT?
Oh, it's now become not just within the United States, but there's plenty here in the United States that have been not just unions, but a lot of different groups have started to support this. As far as just consumer groups are realizing that this is something that actually could work, instead of looking at the programs and making cuts in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that this is something that actually could bring a lot of money back into our country and help provide jobs and get people back up on their feet. But it's gotten even further. It's become international. And now what we're seeing is that the EU negotiations with like France, Germany, Italy, others, they're all beginning to seriously look at this tax and feel that it's just not good for the United States, it's good for the world. So it's becoming a bigger issue, and I think, the European countries are taking it very, very seriously, and we as the United States should not be left behind, and we need to take this seriously. But we also need to do it in a way that it actually makes a difference. I mean, there's been bills put out there already that are recommending maybe doing this kind of tax, but doing it in a very small, much smaller amount. The problem is that we want it done so that it actually has the effect that it should have, which means jobs, which means health care, which means helping our children with their education. So, 0.5 is not a huge amount. 50 cents on every $100 is not a huge amount to reinvest in getting people back to work.
What can unions and their members do to help get the tax adopted?
We've been to our congressional offices and meeting in our communities looking for support, you know, with everyone. I mean, this is just not, it's not a union issue. It's not one group's issue. It's everybody's issue. So there's a lot of groups now within the state that, you know, each group is now pushing forward. The Occupied group is also, you know, becoming on board with this being the first start of being able to make change in this country. But the other place to look is that we have, there's a website out there called protestintheusa.org, and you can sign on to a petition to push to have this financial tax put in place, to push to have this happen. This is one of the first concrete things that we think in this country can be done that actually can be very positive on everyone and, you know, help people get back on their feet and not, you know, cater to a very small group and everybody else is continuing to pay, continuing to pay, continuing to pay. So we really encourage people to take this seriously, to get involved. You can, like I said, go to that website or you can go to National nursesunited.org, and there's a lot of information there as well that would give you places and people you can talk to. But we encourage people to talk to their congressmen and tell them that they want to see this happen.